I don't know if Miss Manners, Dear Abby, and their colleagues have addressed a problem that bothers me. I'm talking about headphones in the workplace. More and more, it seems that people are in their hermetically sealed little worlds. Sometimes I feel like I'm forced into the position of being a burglar. I have to break into that cocoon of headphones so I can talk with the headphones wearing person. And breaking and entering is not something I like to do. I wonder how often work colleagues simply don't bother to intrude, figuring the intrusion won't be worth the information shared. But I wonder, does some necessary information get sacrificed in the process? I'm not talking about workplaces like air traffic control towers or broadcast studios. You expect headphones in those settings. I'm talking about the garden variety of offices, where people sprouting big cups on their ears or earbuds are mostly listening to music. Now, music's great, and I even read recently that listening to it sharpens work performance. So I guess it's good that people are getting their music fix at work. But that usually means your office is divided into two camps, those wearing headphones and those not. The trouble comes when a non-headphones type needs to communicate with a headphones type. I experienced that dilemma just this week. A man had assigned a job to me, and a few times over the course of 2 days, I returned to talk with him about it. I think only once was he not wrapped in headphones. And I felt kind of like an intruder. He was gracious about putting them aside, but still, I'd rather not have to bust in, so to speak. Besides, we non-headphones type sometimes have to resort to waving our arms or knocking on a table or using some other method to unlock the headphones person. Oh, but to have some magic way to silently lift that veil. I do understand why people at the gym or on a plane or train wear headphones. Going into your own little world can be a great gift, not only to yourself, but to people around you. It's sort of a declaration of independence and retreat, a way of saying, "Hey folks, I'm just going to bow out for now." On a plane or train or bus, headphones are anything but rude. Back in the day, I used to sink back in my seat on the South Shore Railroad on the daily commute between Michigan City and Chicago. I'd be listening to my analog music machine. Retreating on a public conveyance sure beats the opposite, aggressive sort of behavior. And now I'm thinking about the woman who clipped her nails on the train. And thank God they were just her fingernails. To get my music fix at work, I try to achieve a delicate balance by streaming music on my computer. I keep it barely loud enough for me to hear and try to make sure it doesn't spill out to others. I don't know if I always succeed. On rare occasions, I put on my headphones at work, but I always feel a bit guilty and antisocial, like I'm saying, "Don't talk to me, leave me alone." And that's not at all what I'm feeling. Or is it?